Yerushalmi Pair corresponding to Bavli Vochim Daf Samachtes. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Lama Dalad Amud Beis at the first Mishnah, Kerem Shekuloi Oilulus. Kerem Shekuloi Oilulus, Rabbi Lezer Oime Lebalabayis, Rabbi Kiva Oime Lanim. The Mishnah says if a vineyard consisted entirely of Oilulus, Rabbi Lezer says that it belongs to the owner, and Rabbi Kiva says no, it belongs to the poor. Amar Rabbi Lezer, Kisiv Soi Loisa Oilul, Im Ein Betsir Oilulus Minayin. Rabbi Lezer says that the Pasuk says in Dvarim Pei Chofdala Pasuk Chofalus, when you harvest, don't take off the small clusters. Now, if there's no harvest, how can you have oilulus? Amar Rabbi Akiva, b'chamecha loisa oilul, afilu kulay oilulus. Im kein lama nema ki sisoi loisa oilul, ein laniim ba'oilulus koidem levetzir. Rabbi Akiva said back to Rabbi Lezer, no, the pasuk says in Vayikra Yud Tes Pasuk Yud, don't take off the small clusters of the vineyards, even if they're all oilulus. If so, why does it say when you pick your grapes, don't take off the small clusters? That's to teach that the poor don't receive oilulus before harvesting. And the Gemara says, "Udekavasei im ein betzir ein peret adche betzir betzata betzir achaltem chayaloi." The Gemara says that just as the poor may not take oilus until the owner harvests, similarly with peret, the owner needs to harvest a certain minimum amount for this, as we're going to explain. If he began harvesting and an animal ate what he had harvested, he cannot count the original produce that was eaten towards that minimum. V'kamahu betzir. Now, what is that minimum? The beishila amu shloisha eshkoilus shehen oisin revir. The Beis Shila answered three clusters that produce a revius, which is around 86 mil of wine. Now Rabbi Kiva explained both psukim, but how does Rabbi Lezer understand Rabbi Kiva's pasuk of don't take off the small clusters of your vineyard? The answer is, so you wouldn't say that since the poor may not take oilus before the harvest, the owner could therefore take them. We come out to the next Mishnah. Hamakdish is kamoi atchloi noida oilus ein oilus laaniim. Meshi noida oilus oilus laaniim. Mishnah says one who consecrated his vineyard to the Beis Hamikdash before the oilus were visible, they don't belong to the poor. If it was after they were visible, then they do belong to the poor. Rabbi Yosi Oimer yidnu schar gedulam lehekdash. Rabbi Yosi says they must give the value of their growth, means the value of the amount they grew between his consecration and until they ripened. That must be given to hekdash. Beivu shichra ba'aris kol she'ena yochel efshoit es yodav. What's considered shichra of vines growing on a trellis when he's no longer able to stretch out his hand and take it? In the case of vines at foot level, it's shichra when the gatherers are passed by. And the Gemara says, Taman, Taninan, Matun, Begamzios, Yo Hekdush, Amulahem Chachomim, Einatem Moidim, Lanu Begedule Hekdush, Shehein Asuim, Vamuhena Vesenu, Misha Hikdishoi, Le Hikdisha Elekoyos, Mipne Bale Egroish, Shoi Boin, Venotlin Oisam Bezoya. The Gemara says that the Mishnah is brought now in Maseches Pesachim. It says that the people of Yericho permitted branches of trees they consecrated. The Chachamim said to them, don't you agree that growth of hekdesh are prohibited? And they replied, when our fathers consecrated, they only consecrated the actual beams because of the powerful men who would come and take them by force. The Gemara asks, if so, what was the Chachamim's reason to object? And the answer is, you can't assume that they left the growth unconsecrated. The second answer is, even if they consecrated only the beams and not the growth, the Chacham would doubt for as to whether that condition was valid. When one consecrates an orchard, can he retain the growth for himself? We can answer perhaps from our Mishnah. If it was after the oilus were visible, they belonged to the poor, even though the oilus grew from hektish branches. Now we reject this because it's because a person can't consecrate something that is not his, namely the oilus, that are already the property of the poor. Then we ask, this should be true even before the oilus are visible. The answer is no. Since they were not known at the time of this consecration, they are like oilus from a hektish vineyard. As the Brisa teaches, if one plants a vineyard for Hekdush, it's exempt from Ola, from Avai, and from Oilus, but it's obligated in the laws of Shvius, which is the dinim of refraining from work in the Shemitah. Rabzeira, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that why is it obligated in Shvius? The Pasuk says in Vayikra Chof Hei, Pasuk Beis, and the land shall rest, a resting to Hashem. Shviyis rests even upon something that is to Hashem. Rav Chiya Ba'aba, Ba'i Koimi Rav Mana, La'icha V'lai Pidjon, Yi Efshe, Shi Efshe Lehekdush, that says below pidyon. If doisay v'la'achle nimsa k'leikach l'kaldim midamei shvius. Here, but Abba asked a question to Mana. Even if shvius rests upon hektish produce, it certainly requires redemption in order to allow it to be eaten. If he redeemed the fruits, the money receives the sanctity of shvius, meaning that it can only be used for food. But hektish can't be used for food, as if he bought a pickaxe with shvius money. Amaleya givba machlifoi biad acher. But Mana answers, now don't worry, the treasurer exchanged it for another Jew's money, and it then receives the sanctity of shvius and must be used to buy food. Amr Rabbi Matanya, Lama Leith Anan Amrin, Kiai Dam of Yochanan, Divir of Yosi, Mipnesha Kadam, Nidroi, Lehevkeroi, Vacha, Mipnesha Kadam, Hevkeroi, Lehektishoi. Rabbi Yosi said in the Mishnah that they must give the value of their growth to Hektish. Now, Rabbi Matanya asked that the Mishnah in the Dorim teaches that if a person vowed prohibiting benefit to another, if that person doesn't have food to eat, the one who vowed may even place it on a rock and declare it Hefka, and the other one can then take it. Rabbi Yosi prohibits this. Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yosi's reason is that his vow preceded his declaration of Hefka. If so, what is the question of Rabbi Chiya bar Abba? Surely the sanctity of Hekdesh cannot fall on the produce, because the Torah ordered it to be Hefka because of Shvius. And the Gemara doesn't answer this question. And Rabbi Yochanan Masa Haya Bahayu Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yochanan says that it once happened, they ruled like Rabbi Yosi, that they must give the value of their growth to Hekdesh. Leisa da pliga al Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan ama mekevin sha av amamenu harezu shechera. The Gemara asked the question, the Mishnah taught, what's considered shechera of vines growing on a trellis, when he's no longer able to stretch out his hand and take it? Isn't this against Rabbi Yochanan, who said earlier in Perkeip in Halacha Beis, that once he's passed by the olive, it's shechera, even though he could still reach out and take it? Shnihi ba'oreth shedarchoi lebachein. The answer is a trellis is different, since it's growing on a raised pole, it's normal to go back and check it. Vafilu al Rabbi Hoshia, Leith Hadar Pliga, Dubhoshia Oma, Remeth Ayisib Zaisim im Rechia Godel, Vamli Koza Shat Yochol, Lefshoit Yodcha Vidloi, Ena Shechra, Shnihi Shekor Ruglios, Beruglios, Omim Bifnei Atzmoi. And this doesn't even disagree with Rabbi Hoshia that we had earlier in Perek Vav in Mishnah Dalet, who said, I was once harvesting olives with Rechia the Great, and he told me that any olive you can reach out and take is not Shechra, even if he's already passed it by. Since even he agrees that vines at foot level are different, because each vine is considered a separate row. Hadnolach Perek Kol Zayis.